There we go. Let's go with the message today. Brand new series called, say it with me, Give Your Best. One more time. Give Your Best. Well, I can't believe my family's the way it is. I can't believe my relationship is the way it is, you might say. Well, you're probably not giving your best, okay? When I counsel people, done it for years and years and years, listen, if one of them might come see me, not the couple, maybe just one of the couple comes and sees me. You know what? The person that's not there, I can't help them at all. All I can do is right here, work with this one that's right here. But I can almost guarantee some success if when I'm working with this one person right here, I can get them to try harder and to give more and to give their best. Even without this one doing anything, we can make it some better by them giving their best. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Okay? So we can all learn. We can all do better. We can all give more to our family, to our relationships. So that's the idea of this series. Give your best. Why do I have the problems? We can complain about it, gripe about it, or we can do something about it. Amen. Say, y'all listening? Family series, let's go with it. Give your best. Today's message, because it's Mother's Day, say it with me now. Come on. Give Mama your best. Give Mama your best. Give Mama your best. Let's talk about it today. Here we go. Who can find, Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. One of the greatest chapters in the whole Bible is Proverbs 31. It's the virtuous woman chapter. And this is an incredible verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Well, here's how I say it. There's nothing more incredible than a good woman. Her true value is worth more than all the money in the world. Who said that? I did. It's my translation. Say that with me there. There's nothing more incredible than a what? A good woman. Her true value is worth more than all the money in the world. Okay? Let's talk about it today. What can I do to give Mama my best? Just a little background. I gave a message last year about the true value of a woman. I wanted to just draw on a couple of things we said. A woman is God's special creation. You're not second fiddle, ladies. Did you hear me? Okay, God created Adam first. Sure He did. He created him. He looked at him and said, you know what? That guy's pitiful. Sure, it's not good for him to be alone. It's crazy. Is that what the Bible says? That's it? And so, a woman is God's special creation. Okay, now keep in mind that God didn't like, oops, I made Adam and messed him up, so I got it. You know, it was all God's plan. God's all-knowing. He's perfect and holy. This was, when we read the Scriptures, this was all God's plan. So that He could make man, and man could be alone, and man could see that it's not good for him to be alone. And so He gave woman special creation just like He did the man. A little bit different. Look at it. And the Lord said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a what? Help meet for him. She's a special creation. And so the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his what? That's what we have on the big thing. Come, but it don't have nothing to do with that, but just remember that. And he took one of his what? Ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a what? Woman, and brought her unto the man. A woman is God's special creation. Psalm 139, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, say it with me, for I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. So a woman is God's special creation. He specially created a woman. And we're going to talk about that today. Some of the things that is different about a woman and how God did incredible things for this woman and in the woman. Let's keep going. So let's look at some of those things right now. A woman's God's special creation. She is not a man. Okay? I tell you around here, I've said it several times, God didn't call me to be your mother. Did you hear me? God made me a man. You don't need to call me Father Gary. Okay? But I sure relate more to Father Gary than Mother Gary. You hearing me? Say, I'm a man. I'm going to talk like a man. I make decisions like a man. I have the passions like a man because I'm a man. You're a woman. You're different. Beautifully different. Amazingly different. Incredibly different. And you're going to see that from the message today. Look at how she's fearfully and wonderfully made, the woman. She is a what? Say it with me. Nurturer. Now all men ain't. Most men aren't. But we're not going to go back and forth like this with the man-woman thing the whole message, okay? But the point is, she's a nurturer. Her nurturing spirit extends to her husband, her children, her family, her friends, and even other what? Other kids. How many had a mama that loved on the neighborhood kids? Can I see your hand? You see what I'm saying? That's the way it is, man. A woman is the way. A woman is this way because she is what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. That nurturing spirit that you have is a gift from God. It's not what a man is necessarily made with or has. You have that. A woman, say it with me, she is what? Emotional. Physiologically, God created women to carry and do what? He didn't make us men to do that. Okay? See, we're not you. You're totally different than we are, and that's a good thing. And with that special ability, there's a unique blend of what? Can we say that loud? How about one more time? One more time. And chemistry. I just wanted you to be able to say, I went to church and we said hormones three times. Amen. Listen. A unique blend of hormones and chemistry that God Himself what? As a good and what? Part of the woman. Well, you're just so emotional. You need to go back. Yeah, I am. I was created that way. Yeah, God made me that way. Ladies, that's you. That's a good thing. It's awesome. God made you like that. She is industrious. Okay? And by the way, where did I get all this stuff from? From the Bible. But this is also just some common sense, me living and looking at women, having women in my life and seeing what I've seen. Proverbs 31 says, she's industrious. And if you read Proverbs 31, this is just things I've gleaned very quickly for you today because this is not my main message. But I want to just give some of these things to you. She works. She shops. How many know women shop? I can't believe you shop so much. Well, it's what the Bible says. It is what the Bible says. She shops. She cooks. Now, men cook. Some men cook well. But most all women cook. Cook something. She spins. How many women spin? Let me see. Come here, spin. Yeah. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. How many are feeling better about coming to church today? Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about this message. Yeah. She spins, but wait a minute. Proverbs 31 says, and she knows how to do it what? Well, absolutely. When you spend, ladies, and you spend well, that's a gift from God. That is to be honored. You know, I love it. I've said it before when Kim and I were seeing each other. Kim basically, she had nothing. She would be the first to tell you that. And I was getting to know her a little bit, and one day she was talking to me sort of almost ashamed. And she said in a low voice, a coupon. But her not knowing me like probably some of you know me, I was like, that's sexy. Hey man, you coupon, it means we're saving money. I like this, but check that off. Hey, man, it's in the Bible, man. Come on. But you spend. She does what? Works some what? More. How many had a mama that worked and then she'd work some more? Can I see your hand? Yeah. Not everybody has a mama like that, but most of us, that's the way mamas are. They work and then they do what? Work some more. Sure. She makes stuff.
Yeah.
Women make stuff. You're not going to catch me around the house crocheting. You're just not. I mean, you might see me make a little. I don't even make much woodworking stuff because I'm horrible at it. And plus, I know Steve. Hi, Steve. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you, baby. God gave me the gift of communication. I can call people. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, they make stuff. Women make stuff. Look what I made. Well, you ought to be thankful for that when you look at it. Oh, that's awesome. Look at that. That's great. I mean, guys, we're not made like that necessarily to go, oh, that's awesome. That's great. But that would be good if you did that. Okay? All right. She makes stuff. She helps people. By the way, this is all in Proverbs 31. She helps people. It's in a woman's nature back there with that nurturing to help people. That's what she does. She shovels snow. That's in the Bible. In Proverbs 31 says she shovels snow. How many women in this room have shoveled snow? Can I see your hand? That is a crazy answer living in Florida. I cannot believe you just did that. But you shovel snow. Yeah. Women. Women. She makes herself what? Come on, one more time. She makes herself what? Can't believe you spend so much time getting ready. You need to look at him and go, that's what I do. That's how God made me. I'm a woman. I'm not you. You're not going to find me spending an hour getting ready. See, because I'm not a woman. I'm not your mother. You understand? But it's a good thing. She makes herself look good. See there? Look at, I like to be and go, you look good, and they go, quit it. Stop it. She loves her husband. Proverbs 31. This good woman. Keep looking. Oh, she does what? Say that with me. She what? Works some more. Now, this is the way the Bible put it. I think we're about done with Proverbs 30. That was just a little walk through Proverbs 31. But today's message is give mama your best. And we're not even through that part yet. And it's not going to be forever. Don't think I'm taking it. It's not. Just want you to see why you need to give her your best. We're going to look at her a little bit more. A woman is fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that part with me at the top. She is what? Surrendering. Women by nature in general are surrendering. God made women like that. Did not make men the same way. We're not the same. Okay? She is surrendering. A woman is fearfully and wonderfully created by God with the unique ability to say that word. Surrender herself and respect and honor her who? Yeah. You know, the Bible says that, you know, that the wives should, it says this word, submit to their husbands. That's a pretty hard term. It can be a little harsh word right there. But the idea is that God made a woman with a unique ability to have that surrendering spirit. I'm not saying every woman's like that. I'm not saying every situation's like that. Okay? But there is an ability that a woman has, I believe, that's different than a man that's able to do that. A surrendering spirit. Keep looking. To serve her what? Does a woman do that? Does a mama do that? Say, here's the kid. Here's the kid. The dad wants to spank the kid's tail. But now mama come over and mama be happy. Mama, I'm like, well, what you mean? What's that? Mama's just able to do things. Amen? Yesterday I had the two little ones. Y'all, you're not understanding it. I had the two little ones yesterday. Okay, you understand this? I got 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. Say 3 and 5. And I shake like this. Okay, yes, it's me. So yesterday I had the two little ones because Kim is going to go for the mother's event. And I want to be, it's nice of me. Yes, yes. I'll keep the children. So as she's leaving, Kim tells me, because Danny's not potty trained. That's what I said. And she had the little training underwear on her. Oh, you didn't put a diaper on? No, I can check. No. So I went to Danny. Here's what I did. Danny, right there on my face. Right here, like this. Danny, don't poop in your pants. You understand me? Did you hear what I said to you? Not just same tone, everything. Don't even do it. You do not poop in your pants. I will not change that. It ain't happening.
8 hours.
You will not. Oh, you tell me you got to go to potty. You know what? She didn't. That's what I'm talking about. And you might think, but it's not healthy for a child to hold it. Well, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. For 8 hours, it ain't going to kill some kid. Why did I say that story? Here's the point. A woman is special. A woman is special. I mean, to serve her children like that, to clean the mess, that's special. Y'all hearing me now? Well, come on. Woo! To walk in humility. Most humble people I've met in my life are women. It's interesting. Jesus said about a widow that gave the mite. He said she gave more than everybody. She gave all she had. She had. Sounds like widows I've known in my life. Amen? Special, special. To walk in humility. So she is surrendering, but a woman, she is what? She's strong. The things I've personally seen women endure, my words, have convinced me there is nothing stronger than a good woman. Nothing. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. There is nothing stronger than a good woman. When my kids, my grown kids were growing up, they'd get hurt or something, I would go ballistic. I see blood, I'm grabbing them, we're going to the hospital. Ah, come on, and I panic. Mothers, they just take care of it. They're strong. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Women are strong. That's what I've seen in my life. And some of the things that I've known, like people like my mother, the things that she endured, things that she endured in life, even her upbringing, raising, having the horrible relationship she had with my stepdad, the things that she endured, I've just never seen anybody stronger than my mother. My mother was eventually killed, was murdered. I believe Mama's last words were looking down the barrel of a .357, "You can't threaten me with heaven." That's the kind of mama I had. That's the kind of strength I see that that woman had. It was crazy. My mama, before she became a Christian, we lived in a horrible part of town. Drunks and people up and down the street all the time. Very, very bad area. I took one of our guys in our church with me a few months ago back home with me. And when I showed him my neighborhood, he cried. Yeah, he could not believe that I grew up in that neighborhood. I was on the street and a guy actually rolled down his window and said, "Did you see a blonde lady with some red shoes come up this street?" I didn't realize the part of town I lived in. Growing up, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I watched my mother. You get with my brothers and sisters. My mother would chase some people down the street with a hammer, with a claw hammer. That's my mama. Absolutely. Crazy. She's sitting in the driveway. This before she's a Christian, sitting in the driveway at night. People pull up, she'd be sitting in the car. They'd be pulling up in that part of the town in the driveway. Mama's sitting in the car. They pull up, boom, her lights come on. She's going after them. Crazy. Now, maybe that won't your mama. I'm just telling you right now. My experience has been, I've seen some strong women. Y'all listening to me? Am I boring you to tears here? Keep looking. A woman, she is what? Say it with me. Beautiful. She's beautiful. God, in His infinite wisdom and creativity, He really did something with that what? Woohoo! Fellas, can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. He did something with that rib. Amen. Come on. Now, this is a quote from me right here. A woman is prettier than a man all day long. Can you say that with me? A woman is prettier than a man all day long. Amen. Ladies, you're special. Are you all right? I've scared some of you. Now, that's pretty special right there, baby. All the things that God did for a woman. Now we want to finish the message this morning. We've talked about a woman. She's specially made. She's wonderfully created. All the differences, not everything, but some things. How can I give Mama my best? Are y'all with me so far? Come on, don't go to sleep on me. How can I give Mama my best? Number one, say that with me. Respect her. Come on. This horse is going to turn. Yeah, it's going to get serious right now. Number one, say it out loud. One more time. Say it again. One more time. And I want you women saying it with me. I want you to see what you deserve. You deserve respect. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Some of you have not had respect. You deserve respect. Okay? Respect her. How can I give Mama my best? Respect her for who she is. Say that with me. Watch your mouth. One more time. Watch your mouth. If my mama was alive today, and any man in this room spoke disrespectfully to my mother, I'd put your head through that wall. I would not think twice about it. I could give a rip if you went to another church. Your head would go through that wall if you talked to my mama disrespectfully. Are you hearing me? That's just the way it is. You're not very spiritual, Clark. No, I would not be very spiritual at all. I'd confess it to Jesus later. Amen. Watch your mouth. How can I respect my mother? How can I respect the woman in my life? Hey, guys, we talk to our wives. Watch your mouth. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, I'm a husband. Listen to me. You have no right to talk to that special creation that God made with that kind of mouth. Are you hearing me say? You won't talk to me like that. Say. Say. No. Why would you talk to her that way? Yes or no? Say. Tough talk this morning. Watch your mouth. Whoso curses his father or his what? His lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Did you know the way you disrespect a mother could somehow have a bearing on your eternal destiny? That's pretty scary, ain't it? Or if you're going to have a long life or not. This is pretty serious stuff. Watch your mouth. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a what? A glad father, but a foolish son is the what? It's heaviness to his mother. Okay? So respect her for who she is. So watch your mouth. Number two, say that with me. Give her what? Help me. Now, y'all look like I just shot you. Give her what? Give her praise. Guys, this is what I believe. This is Fellowship Church, by the way. This is how we respect women, treat women, believe it. How do you know, Pastor? Because I'm the pastor. Did you hear me say? You get some guy here one day, doesn't respect women, have him. That's not me. Got it? Yes or no? Say. We're going to respect women. We're going to watch our mouth. We're going to honor women. Say. Yes or no? Absolutely. And guys, you need to get in line on this one. And just follow right behind me. This is the way to walk, baby. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And if you do that, you're going to have such a better life. And God's going to bless us. Amen. God will bless us for doing this. Give her praise. God bless Mama. How can I do it? Her children rise up and call her what? And her husband what? Also, and he does what? Praises her. Praise that good woman in your life. Praise Mama. Amen? My mama was country. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the things that she did, I just look back on them now. Oh, she could take nothing and cook it, and you'd lick the bowl. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Crazy things she could do. Anything Mama did. I look back now after Mama's gone, and I wish I'd have said more and done more and told her more. Amen? Praise her, guys. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Praise her in the gates. I've been trying to work on that more in my life with Kim. I see the gifting that she has with painting, artistry, you know. And that's not my thing. I can't do it. But and I'm when I see it, I go, wow, that's nice. Wow, that's really good. Because she might not think it's good because she hasn't had that. She hasn't had that praise, so therefore she doesn't think it's good and wants to put herself down about it. You see what I'm saying? Guys, we can really help the women in our life if we praise them. You hear me? Yes or no? Come alongside them. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that's in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in you also, Paul writing Timothy about the women in his life, and see how he praises them. So respect her for who she is. Tell Mama, say this with me, I am not ashamed of you. Would you say that with me one more time? I am not ashamed of you. At our last church that I had, I was in my office. This was years ago, like 25 years ago. I'm in my office, and some fellow comes in and says, who's that woman out front with the headband on in the front of the church working in the plants? I was big and strapping and mean as a snake. Well, that's my mama. She liked to work out in the dirt. She liked to work on plants. She was didn't mind getting her hands dirty and being filthy dirty, making the house of God look good. You hearing me? Yes or no? But man, I don't think he meant to offend me, but the way he was talking about it, he's almost putting her down that she's out there looking like that. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Listen, I learned way back when, I am not ashamed of my mama. Did you hear me? Say that with me. I am not ashamed of my mama. Don't be ashamed of your mother. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Have you sinned? Say, have you sinned? Everybody in this room, have you sinned? Don't be ashamed of your mother. Okay, I know every mama's story ain't the same. I know there's pain sometimes in the family. I understand that. But you ought to work real, real, real hard not to be ashamed of your mother. Are you hearing me? Find something good to say if you can say something good. Are y'all hearing me today? I know y'all think Clark's gone crazy on us today. Ooh, Mother's Day, the guy goes crazy every Mother's Day. Here we go. Recognize her. So, number one, respect her. Number two, recognize her. Say that with me. Recognize her. Recognize her for what she does. Tell her what? Can we say that one more? Tell her. One more time. Thanks. One more time. Thanks. One more time. Listen, I got a big problem with this, and you can just do what you want to. I'm a man. I'm not a woman, okay? I think if a woman makes supper and the kids sit down and they don't want to eat it, I got a problem with that. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I got a problem with that. Then go to bed hungry. That's old school, ain't it? Say, Mama made it. If the food's put in front of you, not only you eat it, you do this. Thank you. Thank you. Say, yeah. Tell her thanks for the things that she does. Washing up the kitchen. Cleaning the house. Picking up and doing. Why do we just think that just happens? Say. It doesn't, does it? Say. Somebody doing it, ain't it? It's usually who? Mama. Amen. Tell her often. Tell her this. This is good, guys. Recognize her. Don't forget her. Say that with me. Don't what? Don't forget her. Don't forget her. A woman, listen, when she is in travail, she has sorrow. When she's bearing that child, she's having sorrow because her hours come. But as soon as she's delivered of the greatest pain anybody on the planet can go through is childbirth. Listen, as soon as she's delivered of that child, she doesn't remember the pain anymore. For the what? Joy. That a child is born into the world. That's a woman. That's a mama. Is that special or what? Say. Listen, don't forget her. Don't forget her. That's why I love today. Y'all can think I'm crazy all day long. It didn't bother me a bit. My mother was killed 20 years ago, and it's just as fresh to me that she's alive here today with me. Because I ain't forgot her, and I'm not forgetting her. I serve the Lord for two people now, me and Mama. And she's with me, and she walks with me, and she's part of my life. Y'all hear me today? I'm not going to forget my mama. My strong advice would be, respect your mama and recognize her for what she does. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget her. Amen? Maybe even today, this week. Why don't you, if mama's gone, why don't you try to bring up some good memories of mama and try to relive some of those? I think it'd be good for you. Amen? And treat other women like you'd want her to be treated. Sometimes we think we arrived here on our what?
We didn't. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not the what? When she is what? Seems like women get old, and the kids, and we can disrespect them, and they grow up, and you just disrespect mama. And there's mama old. Mama can't do like mama used to could do, and you disrespect. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a God in heaven who's watching. And you're going to have hell to pay for not honoring that woman. Did you hear me today? That's a hard message. I know, guys. Sorry. Sometimes we even make fun of a woman's cycle. I think I'm one of the few preachers that preach on this. We said hormones three times. Now we're talking about the cycle. See, I'm a man. God didn't make me no woman. Because He knew I couldn't do it. I can't even hardly change a diaper. You understand? Listen, it ain't easy what a woman goes through. And I don't know what it is with the Lord and me now, but I married Kim. I had Elise before my daughter, now I got Kim, and I got three other girls. I think He's trying to teach me something. Listen, yeah, we sometimes make fun of a woman's cycle. We make jokes about it, fellas. Are y'all hearing me today, yes or no? Horrible. No, it's painful. Unto the woman He said, I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception and sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children. Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. Genesis 3:16, it's painful. It's dangerous. Look at what happened in Genesis 35. They journeyed from Bethel. There was but a little way to go to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt save the son. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel what? And was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, and that pillar is Rachel's grave unto this day. The pain, what women go through on a monthly basis. We should recognize that. Y'all hearing me, guys? Yes or no? Clark's gone crazy. I can't wait to get out of here. You'll live. Hang in there. Respect her. Recognize her, number three, and we're almost done. Regard her as what? One more time, church. Regard her as precious. Let her know she matters. Say that with me. Let her know she matters. You want a better marriage today? Start letting know the woman in your life she matters today. Start doing it today. You matter. You have value. You matter to me. You matter to the kids. You matter. All of a sudden you go, well, I can't believe how much better my marriage is. Yeah. Start doing that. Let her know she matters. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not what? God says, you better let that woman in your life matter, because listen, I'm not listening to you. The way you talk to her, the way you don't treat her right. Listen, and you think you're praying to me? I ain't hearing jack squat what you're saying. Because you got somebody right there that should be treated special. And you're not talking to them, but you're going to talk all nice and spiritual to me? Ain't flying. Plain English, that's what the Bible says. Husbands, love your what? Even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Listen, let her know she matters, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. So ought men to do what? Love their wives as their own what? Bodies. He that loves his wife loves who? Yeah, guys, come on. You love her, you're really loving you. It's beautiful. Value her. Value her. Say that with me. Value her. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above what? Rubies. Value her. Many daughters have done virtuous, but you excel them all. Value her. Treat her like what? Say that with me when we're done almost. Treat her like what? One more time. Treat her like what? Treat her like what? Dads, do this with your wives. Husbands, do this with your wives. Dads, do this with your daughters. Daughters are being raised today that think they're trash. They think they're nothing. It's epidemic. They make choices to be with a fella, a young fella, because they don't know how valuable they are. Are y'all listening to me? Guys, This is where we can help. We can help show them their value. Do that. Treat them like what? Help me now. Treat them like what? Gold, man. This is Mother's Day at Fellowship Church. You're 99.99% fine. Now, she ain't perfect, but she's 99.999 fine. To me, amen, say. My mama won't perfect, but she is 99.999 fine to me. And watch your mouth that you don't say nothing about her. Amen, say. Right? Say. Guys, all of us, let's step up. Ladies, know who you are. Know that you have value. Amen? And by the way, this stuff on the screen today, I cut a lot of Scripture out of this. I got every one of these, I'll back up with Scripture. Every one of the things I said today in the Bible. Amen? Praise the Lord. Her children rise up and call her what? Her husband also, and he what? He praises her. We're done with the message. Now we want to say this good and loud. Are you ready? We're done with the message. Give mama your best. How can we do it? We've learned it. Here we go. Say it with me. I respect you for who you are. Number two, I recognize you for what you do. Number three, I regard you as precious. Amen. And let's say it all real loud. One, two, three. Did you hear the word today? I think you did. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. I liked it. I like the message. I stand by it. Put it online. Amen. Let's get on up.